with John DeRash of National Liberty Alliance, nationallibertyalliance.com. He's with me today. He has not been granting many radio interviews, so absurdly busy has his work with the NLA become. But one of my listeners and Facebook followers shared the program he's been doing with respect to law, common law, IRS fraud, the legal name, and shows that discuss the dialectic and anagogic nature of language and how this impacts our comprehension of what is actually communicated to us through the legal channels, especially the courts. Now, the National Liberty Alliance believes the Bill of Rights explicitly states our rights are granted to us by our Creator and not government. Our present government is operating under the color of law, if you will, and has become little more than a parasitic and tyrannical rule. It has usurped the Constitution and placed us under UCC law by deception, fraud, and deliberate intent. Now, the layers are even deeper than that, and next week you will have be given an earful on forbidden history. Today, however, we welcome John and have the opportunity to find out what this organization is accomplishing. This website is a fabulous resource of essays, information, education, conference calls, and civics. And remember, civics is the study of government the way it's supposed to be, and it is no longer taught in schools. Lawyers, judges, and law professors claim we have no right to restore common law to the USA, but they cannot show by what authority they make such a claim. So today's a great opportunity to further explore the Constitution, common law, and how we the people can move on our institutions to reestablish our sovereignty, and this organization is doing really great work. And there's a quote here. Why do we educate on this? Because if people expect to be ignorant and free, they expect what never was and never will be. That's Thomas Jefferson. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having us on today.
Well, thank you for being with us. I feel very privileged because just even trying to get a hold of you by phone, you're not even taking messages anymore.
Yeah, I try to be available, actually 9 hours a week, 3 hours on Monday, 3 hours on Thursday, and 3 hours on Saturday in order to answer questions and go through the processes of where we're at and what we're doing. And I usually try to take evening calls, but during the day, yeah, I'm quite busy involved with others and writing papers and, you know, working out situations and problems within our system, what we're doing. So.
Right. And again, listeners, you can go to the website, National Liberty Alliance, and you can get in on these calls. If you have questions, you just got to take the call. They're not able to answer all their emails and certainly not able to answer all their calls to the organization. But, you know, I would really love it if you could give us a little background on the National Liberty Alliance and your involvement with it. Like, how long has it been active? Mm-hmm. How did you become, you know, the lead man for the organization? Give us a little history, please.
All right. Well, I guess I'm the one with the biggest mouth. Maybe that's why I'm the leader, so to speak, as people might say. But we have a lot of people involved with us across the nation. We have a lot of people who have been educated in the common law and in the processes of law. And so we have a lot of advisors, and we're very careful on how we write our papers and what we say, and to stay on point. You started off the show basically saying, you know, that, if the people expect to be ignorant and free, they expect what never was and never will be, from Thomas Jefferson. And he also went on to say, I know of no safe depository of the ultimate power of society but the people themselves. And if we think them not enlightened enough to exercise their control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform their discretion by education. This is the true corrective of abuses of constitutional power. And that's pretty much what NLA is doing. NLA is really a facilitator for education and guidance towards people taking back the power, and a place, of course, for people to come together and communicate and organize. And the big goal, ultimately, is to return common law back into our courts at the grassroots level. They're in every county. We started this program, we actually got into this part of the program as far as dealing with the courts 1 year and 4 months ago. And since then, we have established a reconstituting by the people of the common law grand jury in every county of the United States as of about, oh goodness, less than a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, we completed our last state. And what that means basically is that we went to every county, taking out a news clip that we were going to meet for the purpose within that county or within that state for the purpose of reinstating the common law grand jury. And when people came, we explained to them what it was and showed them a few short clips. And the people basically in one accord, pretty much 100% almost. There's a few places where you get a person here or there that would reject the idea, but generally speaking, it was overwhelming and unanimous in most places, yes, to go forward with this. Of course, you know, even if it's just one person wanted to do it, it's an unalienable right protected under the Bill of Rights, and that's the key. We started this off, we had been in the courts fighting to take back the political processes, that is the committee man process, because that has been hijacked from the people, and people don't really get a chance to choose who their elected officials are. That's really a top-down organization. So that's where we kind of started off from, and in that process, we ended up in court. So we had to learn the court and what was going on, how to get into the court, how to write papers and things of that nature. And we've been involved with that for, I guess, 4 or 5 years. And we also, at that point, started to learn about common law and realized that that was the way to go because that's really what our foundation of a country is all about. The Declaration of Independence is a common law document. The Constitution, along with its Bill of Rights, is a common law document. The Magna Carta is a common law document, and the Holy Bible is a common law book, actually. It's the only book that's considered a common law book. And so we've been, about a year and 4 months ago, as I mentioned, we found a case called United States versus Williams. And Judge Scalia wrote the paper for the majority on that particular case. It was a 6-3 decision. And in the process, it was a case about a grand jury indicting someone, and they wanted to retract the indictment. And the end results of that case was that when a grand jury files a paper, it can't be overturned or it has to go forward. You can't stop an indictment. The only way, of course, would be if someone's unalienable rights were violated by that grand jury. And, of course, that could be the only way. But in any event, in that case, Judge Scalia seemed to have taken the time to pour out his research on the grand jury, particularly under the common law that he referred to under the common law of the Fifth Amendment. And when we saw that, that's what we ran with. We realized that this was the power and the authority because through the grand jury, the people have the ability to fix and repair any and all wrongdoing, whether it be in the political or judicial realm. They have the power to remove people from office and bring them under indictment if they don't obey. And that's power. And they don't want us in there, of course, and that's why, because they can't continue the way they're going. Our courts have become so corrupt, it may be the most corrupt courts on the planet. Everything is about settling, money is really what it's all about, is settling debt. And people that go in there without lawyers, they very rarely get any kind of a justice at all. It's all about bringing you to court and, taking your case forever, and it never gets accomplished. And it's just about giving money to lawyers until you're broke. That seems to be pretty much what it is. The family court is a total mess. The whole idea, it seems, is to destroy families and to put the fathers in jail or mock them, destroy them. And it's just a wreck. So anyway, we started on this movement, and that's pretty much where we're at. And right now we're sending papers into the federal courts. What's called true bills.
I was going to ask about that true bill of presentment because that's a lot of what your papers on the site are. So you're doing a beautiful job of really describing what you're doing. Yeah.
Right. This here is really a fight to save the nation. I mean, we are at that point that we're ready to lose America completely. And unless the people step up and do something, we are going to lose it. I think we're just seconds to midnight. And when we hit midnight, it's going to be the decision time. Have the people moved quick enough to do something to prevent these, I guess we call them progressives, from robbing us of our unalienable rights? You know, I think it was Benjamin Franklin that said we will either be ruled over by tyrants or God. And that's the only two choices. And it's clear, you know, if you want common law, it's really making God king in your life and king in the courts. And in other words, you're going to hold up justice, which is synonymous with virtue, which is to bring our courts to become virtuous. So we're either going to have that or we continue the way we are with the tyrants creating all these statutes which are not law. Because the Constitution, we never in the Constitution gave the ability to the legislators to write any legislation that controls our behavior. That's our job. You know, of course, common law says when you injure an individual, now you're responsible to restore that individual. And that is the focus of what common law is all about. So juries really need not to go in there and find someone guilty necessarily of something and have them thrown in jail. Their first job really is to how they're going to restore the individual that was injured. And that's what common law is all about. Of course, violent people have to be incarcerated, but other than that, it's about restoring the individual. And that's what we need to get back to.
Right.
So
yeah, that was a fantastic introduction. There's our music. We are going to break, John. When
okay.
we come back, I'm going to ask you to share with listeners, because there was a case of Terry Trussell, and I didn't really understand what a grand jury was or how it operates. And I think if you could explain that a little bit, people would understand more how you've been so effective at the work you're doing. We'll be back in just a moment, listeners. Once again, National Liberty Alliance. Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals enter the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value. Retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half-cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs.
Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Okay, listeners, we're back. And once again, John Darash of the National Liberty Alliance. And in the first segment, he gave a very succinct and comprehensible presentation of what the NLA is all about. First, they started with trying to take back the political process. They found themselves in court. They had to learn about the courts. But one of the things that was on the site that I think, you know, as you said, the grand jury, bringing the grand jury back to the people where they can begin to hold court officers and politicians and government officials accountable is very, very important. So I wonder if you will explain to us what the grand jury process is, how it is supposed to operate. And there was a case of Terry Trussell that I was reading on your website. And that's, you know, again, listeners, if you go to their papers, I think it's your papers that you've been filing. But why don't you do that, John? Help us to understand the grand jury process and how this is actually why this is your chosen avenue for getting these corrupt government officials accountable.
Right. Yeah, what we're doing is we are building up a process for administration of the grand jury and the trial jury across America. We're looking to put in place in every county four administrators. Right now, it is controlled by either the judge or the prosecutor. The prosecutor, as he claims, is able to indict a ham sandwich. And, of course, first of all, it's not the prosecutor's job to indict anyone. He's supposed to bring in cases to the grand jury, and it's up to them to make the indictment. But they do have a total control over these people. They do a psychological thing on them before they even get in by filling out papers. And they figure out who they want for what cases And they really lead the people around, and the people believe what they're told by these prosecutors. And so they're very easily able to indict just about anyone for anything. And once they get into the court, the judge takes over, and then he then taints the jury by telling them that he was going to decide the law and they can decide the facts. And at the end of the case, he'll remind them of what the law is in such a way as to always get the individual found guilty. And statutes are not law. We're a common law nation. And again, that was pretty much clearly laid out in the United States versus Williams. So what we're doing is we're installing four administrators, and it's the job of those four administrators in every county to become the investigative body for the grand jury. They would go out on investigations or allow anybody to go out on an investigation or bring evidence before them. And they also have the opportunity to give the juries the orientation that's necessary in order to take forward, the job that they're about to embark on. For instance, we're going to require everyone to take a vow before they become a jurist or a grand jurist, a vow to God, to uphold three principles and two maxims, which is the foundation of the juries. And the two maxims, which is common law maxims, and a maxim is something that cannot be, is a truth that cannot be denied. For instance, water cannot go uphill. No one will deny that. A thing similar is not necessarily the same thing. Again, it's a maxim. It's an absolute. Well, two maxims of common law, particularly, is in order for there to be a crime, there must be an injured party. And so it's up to the grand jury to look for an injured party before they can apply a crime to it. The second great maxim of common law is that for every injury, there must be a remedy. So the focus of the trial jury has got to be, and the grand jury, because you can settle a lot of things without sending it to the court and make a contract and have the person restored, and the person who violated that person be willing to restore them under contract, and then you don't have to send them to court. But the focus of the trial jury is to figure out how the, if they find the person guilty of violating another human being, then they need to figure a way that this person is going to be restored, and it's up to the person who violated them, obviously, to restore them. And so that's what we're looking to build across the nation, a jury that really gets down to the business of the people. The Constitution and our, particularly the Bill of Rights, the Fifth Amendment, which set the power of the jury and the people, which gave nothing to the first three articles, which divides the power among the government for them to handle it. And so it's up to the people to take control of this. And it's the way to keep our government in check. It's the process by which people, you know, are able to come in and make the decisions and keep their politicians in check, their employees in check, and so on. So with the ability to go out and investigate on any situation, anywhere, the people can walk into the government offices and actually look into their files, and into their computers, talk to people, call them before them to be, questioned by the whole grand jury and so on. And all of this, of course, is the way that the people get to control the business of government. After all, we're the boss.
That's right. Thank you. And we are taking another break. We'll be back in just a few moments. We're going to get down. He's, again, just what an eloquent speaker. Very, very clear. We're going to be getting to a specific case because it and some indictments that the organization has filed. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on sex, 855-315-8326, or visit drhurley.net. Completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326, that's 855-315-8326, or visit drhurley.net for more information. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger. I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again, because I'm not. I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home. I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen, a total transformation mom. I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moving along this morning, we have a lot to share with you. This is fabulous education. The National Liberty Alliance does have a fundraiser, and they will take your donations. And I just encourage you, this is the solution. This is the remedy when we begin to take 100% responsibility for understanding what's happening and then doing what we can to correct it. We are operating under statute law for the most part, not common law. These are not constitutional courts. These are an exchange of money. Period. And with you as the, you know, collateral and you as the debtor, if you will. So we were talking about the grand jury process, and in particular, a gentleman who was made foreman of a grand jury in Dixon County, Florida, and actually was arrested, and what was done to remedy that. And you had talked about a true bill of presentment. What I understand, John, is that when we begin to exercise common law, we must be very fastidious and diligent in understanding how to word and file our papers. In other words, you can't go at this willy-nilly. You can't just walk into a court and demand to be in a common law court. You have to understand the process. Yeah.
Right. It's almost an impossibility. You know, the Constitution gave the authority and the power of our government for two different jurisdictions. One is under law, and the other is under equity. But both are under the Constitution Supremacy Clause, which is Article 6, Paragraph 2. And it requires that all judges be obedient to that. And they are not holding up to the Constitution. We've tested the courts in New York, and they have totally failed. The entire judicial system in New York State is collapsed. You cannot get into a common law court whatsoever. And, of course, any of the lower courts below that, you can't get into one anyway. They don't even have authority, really, to have town courts and city courts and village courts. All of that is illegal. There's no constitutional authority. The authority comes from the people. And so if you can't trace the authority back to the people, it doesn't exist. You know, when you look at codes or you look at, the statutes, the government has the authority and the ability to write codes and statutes to control bureaucrats, to control elected individuals, to control people who are just employed by the government, to control agencies and things of that nature. I think there's 18 or 19 powers in Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution, whereas the Congress has the authority to write. First of all, these are the powers of the government, and they have the authority to write bills for that purpose. In other words, codes and statutes. But nowhere in the Constitution do they have the authority to write anything that controls the behavior of people. That, as I mentioned earlier, is up to the people. And we have to become mature enough to realize that people need to decide for themselves. You know, the big thing they use, oh, drugs or this or that or the other thing. You know, drugs, if you were to make drugs legal, you would get rid of probably 80% of the crime out there, because most crime is committed under drug deals and moving drugs, and there's a lot of money involved with it, and people will kill for it. So that alone, we'd also eliminate our children from getting into the drugs, because they wouldn't be sold at schools right now. That's the target, to get them young. But moving over back to Terry, what went on down in Florida, here's an individual who had some knowledge of common law and the Constitution, and he's been involved with us, I believe, before he was even called in as a foreman. He was called in as a jurist first, of course, and when he got there, they asked him to be the foreman, so he took it on. And in that process, he knew that he had certain not only authorities but duties. For instance, in the United States versus Williams, we read the grand jury's functional independence from the judicial branch is evident both in the scope of its power to investigate criminal wrongdoings and in a matter in which that power is exercised. Unlike courts, whose jurisdiction is predicated upon a specific case or controversy, the grand jury can investigate merely on the suspicion that the law is being violated, or even because it wants to insurance that it is not. Now, that's the power of the grand jury, and that's huge. That's the right of the people to walk into the office of any government agency and check up on things to see what's going on. Right now, nobody's checking up on things, and nobody's seeing what's going on, and it's nothing but criminal activities. I can tell you, I've been totally amazed by what we have found over the past few years. We've been in the courts about 4 or 5 years now, and I'm just totally amazed and blown away by all of the criminal activities. It's RICO on steroids is exactly what it is. It's organized crime in the judiciary, and the people are suffering for this at every level. So we need to do something. We, the people, have got to get up. But anyway, with Terry, what happened with him is he saw that there was jury tampering going on by the prosecutor, and he also saw that the people were unable to get to the juries. And this is a problem in every county in America. We're hearing cases like this everywhere. Nobody can get access to the grand jury to report a crime or a situation because they've blocked them off and they refuse them access. They got to go through a prosecutor on the state level, and they'll never let it in because they're in on it. They got to go to a United States attorney in order to get into the federal level, and they're not going to allow them, and they never do. And this is part of what the case was with Terry. So what he did is he wrote a letter to the judge explaining that there were some criminal activities that need to be addressed, and he wanted to report it immediately, as is required, to a judge. And the judge did nothing. And if anything, he suppressed it. So then they started to investigate Terry. But he took it further. And then when they interviewed with Terry, they pretty much came out and said, look, we got to go with the people who are signing our paycheck. And the bottom line, they did actually make that statement. There was also, I'm not sure exactly how it was said, but somewhat to the effect that, you know, you're going to be arrested. We just got to find out what law you broke. Now, it wasn't said that way. I'm kind of paraphrasing. But that was pretty much, and they're doing affidavits on that. We're going to get involved on a very big level. We've developed across the nation now since we've organized the Unified United States Common Law Grand Jury, which is all states and all counties across the nation. And we're going to come down on that court and bring it into the federal court. And also Florida,
I'm sorry, this is big, so just repeat that. You're going to do what?
Well, we're going to write papers and... Right, we're going to do an investigation, we're going to write papers, and we're going to do a writ of mandamus requiring them to answer this, which is sort of what's called a show cause. Once the paper is written, they got to answer. If they don't answer, they're in bad behavior. They have a duty to speak, so therefore they're guilty and they can be removed from office. So they have to answer. People don't have to answer the grand jury. They can remain silent. But the government officials, elected people, people who are bureaucrats, they must answer. And if they don't answer, because they have a duty to speak, they have special powers and authorities that they act upon, and they're not permitted to abuse those. And that's what they've done down there, is they abuse their power. And right now they're claiming that he's simulating a legal process. which is total insanity because, first of all, they called him and they chose him as the grand jury. And by the way, you know, the prosecutor is not to choose an individual to be the foreman of the grand jury. That job is up to the jury itself to decide on. The leader must arise from within them. So they violated everything which is holy concerning this thing, and they've brought charges against him, and they could not even really detail the exact codes he broke or anything, just that he's simulating the legal process, which is not what he's doing, first of all, because he is one of the people, and he was called to that duty, and that's his job, and clearly the courts on the United States Supreme Court level makes it clear. You know, getting back to United States versus Williams, just to see a little bit of this power, it says this is what Scalia wrote as the major decision of the case. Because the grand jury is an institution separate from the courts over whose functioning the courts do not preside, we think it clear that as a general matter, at least, no such supervisory judicial authority exists, and that the disclosure rule applied have exceeded the Tenth Circuit's authority. It goes on to say, rooted in long centuries of Anglo-American history, the grand jury is mentioned in the Bill of Rights, but not in the body of the Constitution. It has not been textually assigned, therefore, to any of the branches described in the first three articles. It is, therefore, a constitutional fixture in its own right. So it's a Fifth Amendment protection, and it's a constitutional fixture in its own right, which means it's an unalienable right. It's the right of the people to rule themselves through this process. This is what has been hidden from us. I am so surprised that they have been able to hide this from us so well. I mean, to discover this power and authority, the real power, you know, all the problems we have, if we bring justice back into our courts at every level, on every county, in every courtroom, because there's one in every county, if we bring common law back into those courts, we've just fixed every problem in America, because Agenda 21 and all these crazy things and statutes that they've written will just be done away with. The jury will not go forward with it. And it's up to the people to make that decision, you know, so jury nullification is key. When we had prohibition, the reason why they got rid of it is because the juries refused to indict, because everybody was involved to some degree in some form of dealing with that, and they didn't believe that the government had the authority or the right to control the behavior. And since then, there has been a major assault upon the juries, and right now it's a big fight to get back in. But only the people can save America. You know, we are at the precipice, and the abyss is before us, and these crazy people are coming up on us, and we're at the end of America. I hope people understand and realize that. This is the time to stand up. Evil will continue to go forward if good men do nothing. And if you don't do anything, you'll get to the point where you won't be able to do anything. But now is the time to rise up. I ask everyone to go out to nationallibertyalliance.org, read our front page particularly, watch the video, and you'll get a good flavor on what we're about and who we are and what we're doing. And then go through our site. We have tremendous amounts of information. And we're all about education and empowerment, and that's what we are. We are not a top-down organization. We are a bottom-up organization. We are on the top level, quote-unquote, really they're just controlling things. We're involved on our grassroots, and our duty and our focus is to get everybody in their counties involved and in control of their grassroots, and the people need to decide what needs to go on. So that's what has to be done. You know, we have another case out in Tennessee with a Commander Walt in the same situation. This man has very vital information that he had reported to the authorities, and he went into the court. Nobody would listen to him, so he went and started seeking the grand juries. And over 2 years he spent, and he's been put in jail numerous times on false charges, and just recently he was found guilty and put in jail because he was trying to seek out a grand jury that he could talk to. And explain to them all of the law breaking that was going on, and so they ended up putting him in jail. And we're going to get involved in that case also. We're in the process of writing a paper also for him.
We're going to break. I don't want you to get cut off. Boy, stunning stuff. This organization is doing fantastic work. And again, it comes down to 100% responsibility for everything that's going on around us, the people. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains Dukoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract and is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Okay, we're gonna wrap the first hour in just a few moments. John will be with us in the second hour. We're very fortunate to have him. He's made a very impassioned plea for us to get educated and get involved. You can start with the National Liberty Alliance site, nationallibertyalliance.org. I misspoke in the first segment. My apologies. Find out who, like this gentleman in Tennessee, is being harassed and illegally imprisoned for simply trying to get to speak to a grand jury. And they are working to restore the grand jury, the NLA is, and you can support them on their site, nationallibertyalliance.org. So, John, before we go to the top of the hour break, why don't you finish telling us about what's going on in Tennessee?
Right. Yeah, that's a case where, again, like I said, this Commander Walt was trying to get folk, you know, get information to the grand jury, and he for 2 years he was trying, and every step they prevented him and started to harass him and threaten him, and so on, and of course they ended up putting him in jail. You know, they found him guilty again. They controlled the grand jury and they controlled the trial jury, so they're able to put a ham sandwich in jail if that's what they want. And that is very real. It's, you know, a lot of juries usually wouldn't indict on a lot of things if they were following common sense and following their heart, considering mercy and judgment together. But the judges forced them to put them in jail by really setting the stage at the end. It's called jury tampering, no matter how you call it, but where the judges actually just lay out the case in such a way that they have no choice but, because it's, hey, look, they violated, if you found that he violated this or this, you got to find him guilty. And then the judge decides the sentence. You know, in the United States versus Williams, one of the things that was said by Scalia and the other five was that The United States Supreme Court recognizes the traditional independence of the grand jury. And Scalia went on to say that we have said, that's the United States Supreme Court says, we have said that the Fifth Amendment's constitutional guarantee presupposes an investigative body acting independently of either prosecuting attorney or judges. And they've got total control, and that is the problem. You know, here in New York, we've done two bills on the federal level, a bill of information, and one of us was talking about conspiracy theorists and domestic terrorism and also mental disorders. And these are three tools that they use against the people. They call us conspiracy theorists, or they call us domestic terrorists, or they say we're mentally disordered. And they actually have these codes that they use in order to take almost anyone out of a courtroom and incarcerate them to have them psychologically evaluated. And we've done a case in New York City where that happened to an individual. And we were able to get him out with a habeas corpus, which is very rare. But I think they feared, because they understood, you know, that he was part of our movement. We also did a bill of information on what government's primary directive is and how they have violated that. You know, we're expecting, people expect to go to court and get justice. And they don't get justice in America. You get just as much justice as you can afford, and that's pretty, pretty little. The lawyers will break you. They'll keep your cases going as long as you got money, and they'll start winding down the case when you start running out of money. And that's the way the whole system is fixed. And we, the people, are the only ones that can change that. Only the people can save America. And as I mentioned earlier, we are about to lose America forever, and it'll never be founded again once these tyrants complete. I mean, they've taken away the knowledge of our founding fathers. They've turned them into terrorists. We use their words, and they call us terrorists. So that's how far it's come. You know, in New York, we went after 8 executive judges. Each judge, it's all the executive judges in New York State who are responsible to make sure that the law is being applied and that justice is in the courts. And they refused to respond and refused to do anything to bring justice back into our courts. We ended up indicting 8 judges. Now, they wouldn't go through the process, so we had to bring it up into the federal level. And that's where we're at now. Like I said, we did go after one federal judge, and we indicted him. Of course, they're dragging their feet on this stuff, and they're playing word games, but we're going to make things more specific, and now that we're completely organized across the nation, we're going to come at them at 50 states with 50 unified common law grand juries, from one from each state and the unified United States common law grand jury in one accord in every federal court district. We have filed all these papers in every single federal district across America.
Just listeners, I hope you appreciate how much deep this. I hope you appreciate how profound this accomplishment, this goal is. We are taking a top of the hour break. We'll be back at 6 past the hour to continue this conversation with John Durash of National Liberty Alliance. During the break, go over and visit the site and see where, you know, get started. Get started. We want to support these kinds of movements. We must be back at 6 past.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We are the Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama meets with congressional leaders today to talk about his strategy for dealing with a terrorist group, Islamic State. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says that while the details are still being filled in, there are some firm blocks to the puzzle already in place.
The president is not contemplating the deployment of combat boots on the ground into Iraq or Syria to deal with the situation. He's talking about building a broader international coalition, engaging regional governments.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz, meanwhile, says the U.S. response to ISIS must be primarily military.
And Cruz says the U.S. must be willing to go it alone.
It must be led by the United States, unfettered by other nations' rules of engagement that might impede our effective action.
Cruz is calling on the president to seek congressional authority for military action.
That is SRN News Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. The Baltimore Ravens have cut running back Ray Rice hours after the release of a video that appeared to show Rice striking his then fiance back in February.
And someone that you care about does wrong, you know, and is faced with the consequences of doing wrong, and rightfully so.
And Baltimore Ravens coach Harbaugh says that the video shown to the Associated Press reveals more about the fight between the now-fired football star and his then-fiance. The remnants of Hurricane Norbert are causing dangerous flooding in the desert southwest. Joseph Friend says his pickup got swamped by a passing big rig as he was trying to enter Interstate 10 in Phoenix.
A big tidal wave just came up and just totally took me out, and it flooded my truck and came up over my hood of my truck, the top of my truck, and it just took my truck out, moved my truck sideways, and then it killed it. It wouldn't start, and then after that, it just started floating.
And the heavy rains blamed for at least two deaths. This is SRN News.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now, 1-800-753-4574. 1-800-753-4574. That's 1-800-753-4574.
Americans these days are saving more money than ever for college, but are those savings enough to foot the bill?
The average 529 college savings plan is worth just over $20,000. These figures come from the latest report by the College Savings Plan Network. Unfortunately, most private or out-of-state public university tuitions are ranging from $30,000 to $50,000 per year. 529 savings plans became law in 1996 and derived their name from Section 529 of the IRS Code.
That report from SRN's George Bonzotti. Britain's biggest company doing business in China is now joining a growing chorus of calls for the government there to rein in the interference from government in the private sector. The report by the European Chamber of Commerce in China says failure to reform risks an economic slowdown and a possible crisis because of too much support for state companies. This is SRN News. Apple has a big reveal scheduled for today. The trendsetting company expected to rouse the still slumbering market for wearable computers with something like a smartwatch or bracelet. This man is in New York for the big event, and he says that Apple CEO Tim Cook can turn smartwatches into must-have items if he really wants to.
Apple has never been the first one in the category, but they've been able to create a category-defining innovation in that, in an existing market. And I think that that's really the question for the big question: is Tim Cook able to do that?
And he says that that's similar to what Steve Jobs did with MP3 players, which were once not as popular as they became after the iPod. Home Depot has acknowledged that its payment systems have been hacked in a major data breach that could affect millions of shoppers, anybody who used credit cards and debit cards at its more than 2,000 U.S. and Canadian stores. More details at SRNnews.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Good morning once again, listeners, and welcome to the second hour of Uncommon Awareness. I am going to keep my commentary to a minimum because John has a lot to share, but if you missed the first hour, please, please, please get the podcast. John DeRash of NationalLibertyAlliance.org has given us an incredibly lucid and comprehensible presentation for what's going on and has really described, this organization has teeth. They have teeth. They have an incredible goal to restore in all 50 states the rightful place of the grand jury, and what this is going to bring the courts, the government, politicians, lawyers, everyone accountable for the racketeering that's going on. Now, as you've heard several times to Judge Scalia's writing, and we left off with, again, he was talking about this man in Tennessee. They got him out. How, you know, you're either labeled a conspiracy theorist, a mentally disordered, or a domestic terrorist. And they did get this gentleman in Tennessee out based on habeas corpus. You've heard, but let's just let him get back. He was talking about word games and the goals, made a very impassioned plea for us to get involved. This is absolutely essential because right now we have been overtaken, really overtaken, and, of course, dumbed down. You know, what's the first thing we do? Educate ourselves. What's the second thing we do? Get involved. If you don't have a particular issue, find out who has an issue and begin to support them. So, John, please continue where you left off. You were telling us about word games and your goals in the 50 states of the United States.
Right. Yeah, let me just make a correction there, though. We did not get Commander Walt out of jail, at least not yet. We're in the process of writing those papers. We did get an individual who was hijacked in New York City out by writing a writ of habeas corpus, which, again, rarely goes through. No lawyers ever write those. They very rarely do anyway. And very rarely does individuals write them and even pay any attention to them. So that kind of lets us know that we do have a little clout, that they do realize we're here and we're coming, and they're frightened of us. And they rightly so. They should be, because they're lawbreakers. But we have offered. We're not out on a witch hunt. We let them know in our paperwork that, hey, look, you know, we're good with, you know, whatever your past sins are, we're not here to deal with that. We're here to save the republic. And as long as they're willing to obey the law from this point forward, let's work together and save this nation and bring it back to what our founding fathers established originally. So we've kind of given them the olive branch of that. They haven't taken it yet, but we hope that they will. But either way, we're going to get empowered if the people want to get empowered. It's just simple. If the people who are listening to this message today and been listening to our messages we've been putting out in many other places, if they really want to save their nation, if they want their country back, if they want to get back to sanity again, and they want to be free and have liberty, then they need to get involved. They need to step up. Only the people can save America. I can assure you that I have looked everywhere for 5-6 years trying to figure out how are we going to save this nation, and a lot of other people have been doing the same thing. And then when this Williams case came through that we discovered, and this was a 1992 case, so, you know, this is 20-some-odd years ago, but when it fell into our laps 1 year and 4 months ago, we knew this was the solution. And anybody that comes out to our website and looks to see what we're doing and reads the front page, watches the video, they know this is the solution. So I'm telling you, this is the solution. It's the only way America could be saved. You can't elect anyone to save it, because that's not going to happen. One man can't do it. No one movement here or there. And there's so many wars to fight that these people are destroying us everywhere. They're destroying our entire legal system, the judicial system and the political system, the American way of life, family. Everything is being destroyed. And this is the magic bullet, believe it or not. We actually use that word because it's true. This is the magic bullet. If the people step up and take control, then you can save America. But it's up to you. You got to do it. And we need 4 people in every county. That's about 15,000 people across the nation. We've got about 3,500 people who have committed so far, but we need the thousands more to take control of this. And when we get to that point, then it's the tipping point. But right now, I think we're hitting that point where the beginning of the tipping point.
Excellent. I can think of several organizations that I've had on the program that I'm going to notify of your site and work, because, you know, the constitutional sheriffs and, well, several organizations that I will certainly make sure know about the work that you're doing. But I want to go back to your indictment of these eight judges, including one federal judge, because how are you as people initiating these indictments? What's this look like? Tell us how you're
well, doing. It's very interesting because there is a court process. By God's grace, we've learned everything we needed to know before we got the case. And so there were prerequisitional requirements in our understanding in order to go forward and deal with what we're doing. We studied the common law, and we were studying the process, the procedures. We were learning how to get through the courts. We were arguing cases. We were writing papers. So all of the fundamentals we needed in order to deal with United States versus Williams in any constructive way, we, by the grace of God, received. So here we went forward with this and started to execute or exercise these things that were necessary. The judges on the New York level, they're just totally out of order. And there is a process that we had discovered, and it's even mentioned in the United States versus Williams and many, many court cases. Once paperwork is filed with the court clerk, nothing can stop it, especially if it's a paperwork coming forward from the grand jury. Nothing can stop it. Any person who tries to stop it, mutilate it, remove it, destroy it, hide it, bury it, whatever word you want to use, if you try to stop that paper, you're facing anywhere from 1 year to 20 years in prison under U.S. codes. And 1 year, 20 years is really set up for the judge who intimidates. So if you're intimidated, if you're a clerk and you're intimidated by a judge to remove paper or to bury it, then that judge is facing 20 years and the clerk is facing somewhere between 1 and 3. So that's the authority and the requirements. We have filed lots of papers, and it's being mutilated, hidden, moved, misfiled, and all those things. And that's okay. We knew that this battle would happen, and we're working up the system, and we got the pressure on. Our last two papers, which were two bills of information, we sent to every single district court in America. There are 90 major district courts. I mean, there are other satellite courts, but there's one district, main district in each area. And there are 90 of them across the United States. So we filed these two bills of information in all 90. We also, the first bill of information, which really was focusing in on government's primary directive and how the courts were not obeying that and violating the people's unalienable rights and just trashing the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and so on. So we did that paper, and we sent a copy of that to every single federal judge in America. They all are on notice. There is no excuse at this point, and their lack of response is an indictment on themselves. We also sent a copy up to Scalia. We know that the Supreme Court is out until October, but I'm sure he's gotten the message by now, and I'm sure he's even watching what's going on. They know we're here now, and they're going to do everything they can to try to take us down, of course. But, you know, look, they got a lot of people they got to go, and they got to find these people, and it's all across America. And the more people that come in, the harder it is for these people to do anything. So they really have a dilemma. And we do act in secrecy, which is required by juries. Juries are not to put these things that they actually talk about in private into the public. They're not to keep record of it. They can keep record of it only as long as they need it, then destroy the conversations. But it's the conclusion and the solution and the results of the paperwork that comes out or the decision in a court on how they find guilty or not guilty and what the punishment or the restitutional requirements should be. So, you know, this is where we're at. And again, if people step up and, you know, we do have tens of thousands of people following us that we know from Google Analytics by watching our website. So we have a huge following and we've got a pretty decent membership. We've got, you know, almost 3,500 people under our membership and we're starting to explode now. I mean, I can see it really moving very quickly and the landslide taking place, so to speak, you know. So, you know, one of the things, there's a Supreme Court ruling, and we started off our bill of information concerning the primary directive to all these judges and courts, and it comes, the name of the case is Downs versus Bidwell. And it says that it will be an evil day for American liberty if the theory of a government outside supreme law finds lodgment in our constitutional jurisprudence. No higher duty rests upon the court than to exert its full authority to prevent all violations of the principles, of the principles of the Constitution. Now, again, that's Downs versus Bidwell. We did start our paper on that, and we did make mention of the note that it has an evil day has come to America. And so they're all on notice, and they need to respond. And if they don't, they're going to end up indicted themselves. And if we have to indict all, there's almost 2,000 federal judges, just about. If we have to indict all 2,000, then that's what we'll do. But we are taking this to the United States Supreme Court. We're not asking, we're telling. The people do not ask, they don't request, they don't, hope. No, they do. And that's what people have got to realize. The power is in you. If the people step up and say no, the government's not going to be able to do anything about it. If the people step up and require justice in their courts, the government's not going to be able to do anything about it. So it's now your duty that you have now discovered this knowledge, and we've revealed it to you. It's being revealed through our website. And I'm sure there are other places you can find some of this stuff. But nevertheless, we've brought it all together. And now it's your duty. If you're hearing this message, it's your duty to step up and save America, not only for yourself, and but for your posterity. I mean, America is about to go. We're seconds to midnight. We're standing at the precipice, and the abyss is before us. And either we do something or we lose it forever.
Now let me ask a question, John. You indict, say you get you have indicted one federal judge already. Who
yes.
Do you have sheriffs? Do you have who's actually responsible for bringing?
Yeah, the unfortunate. Well, the responsibility is the process, the court process, and the court process requires this to go forward. And of course, they're in control of that. It's the wolf in control of the hen house. And they're holding it up, but they are frightened. I'll tell you, we've gone into courts and made some arguments, and we often get thrown out. And by the way, that's a win. To get thrown out of a court when they're coming out after you, that's a win. We'd like to take it further and get restitution of the damages that they've done to us by abusing the powers and their authorities and jurisdictions to come out after us. But that's okay. As long as we get out from under their wings and they don't put us in jail, that's where we got to stay. And so we found that really, especially in the federal court, but the state courts also, all of these courts, the last thing they want is a record in their court. When the court cases are thrown out, they expunge everything. They erase the things, they pull papers out. They actually do it in the process. As a matter of fact, this guy we got out of jail down in New York City, they were removing papers from his files. And he started documenting all this, and we got involved, and we started questioning, and this got them frightened, and they just wanted this to go away. And so with that realization, when we do it at the level that we're doing it, and we are putting it in every federal court, and we're sending it to every single judge, they can't hide from that. That's pressure.
That's right.
Put people behind that, and we'll win.
That's right. We'll be back in a moment. Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't know about you, but I'm blown away. I didn't really fully appreciate the strategy or the intent and objectives of the National Liberty Alliance, and I'm sitting here listening very, very intently. All 90 district judges in the U.S. have been put on notice. Indictments have been delivered. National Liberty Alliance has a goal of restoring the grand jury in all 50 states. This they call the magic bullet. This is what is going to hold everyone accountable. And John said they require four administrators in every county to do this. Now, John, I want you to finish any thoughts that you had before we got cut off in the last segment. But I want to ask, how are you going to do this? How are you going to install four administrators? What is this process? So if people listening are interested, if they want to get involved, this seems like this is where you have to start.
Yeah, well, these positions would be paid positions. We put together a course in order to qualify people for those positions, and it's a 120-hour course, and it's got about 600 questions, and anybody, anybody can get through it. Just be persistent, but that's going to be the requirement in order to qualify people to take these positions. Now, we've set up a resolution, and we've laid out a plan and a process, which I can't get into detail on how we're going to do this and how we're going to get into the courts and so on. These are again, our paid positions. Right now, the judges and the prosecutors have the take on this duty, and it's not their job because, again, it's the fox in charge of the hen house, and that's a problem. They control, and therefore, they're criminals, and it only gets worse. And people get deeper and deeper, and before you know it, their consciences are so seared that they don't even realize how guilty they are. But, you know, in the Constitution, in Article 4, Section 4, it says the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on the application of the legislators or the executive when the legislators cannot be convened against domestic violence. So it is their job. The purpose of government is to guarantee to every state. We wrote that right into the Constitution, and it's a requirement, and their duty we find this in Boyd versus the United States. It is the duty of the courts to be watchful for the constitutional rights of the citizens and against any stealthy encroachment thereon. And they have not been doing their duty. One other case I'd like to bring up, and it's Cohen versus Virginia. It says, we judges have no more right to decline the exercise of jurisdiction which is given than to usurp that which is not given. The one or the other would be treason to the Constitution, and that's war against the people. And right now, the judicial process is at war against the people, and the people need to step up and take it back, otherwise we're going to lose it forever. You know, as far as the sheriffs are concerned, or any kind of law enforcement agency, the only two ones that I see that I recognize is ultimately the sheriff is the only real constitutional law enforcement agent. Everything else is corporatism and corporate police, and they it's all political. But it's the sheriff that really brings the law in. That's the sheriff was created under common law, and it's got a long history. George Washington started the marshals on the federal level, and I can see the need for that, so I would agree that that also is a constitutional or a legal or lawful enforcement agency. So those are the two that control. The problem is that they went to the same schools we went to, and they're as dumb as we are. You know, we're just waking up to this and becoming re-educated. But the sheriffs don't know. And the sad truth, the sad reality is the sheriff and every elected individual, they raise their right hand and they swear to uphold and protect the Constitution for the United States of America. That's what they say. And yet they don't know what the First Amendment says. They don't know what the Fifth Amendment says. They don't know what the Eighth Amendment says. They don't know anything about it. These sheriffs, for instance, and their deputies, they're in court all day long. And the law is being broken right in front of their face every single day, many times a day, and they're not capable of seeing it and understanding it. And so we have ignorant sheriffs, and we need to educate them too. Matter of fact, we're going to make it a requirement that they need to take courses in the Constitution to become an elected individual, especially the sheriff. And so if the sheriffs were able to understand the Constitution and what's going on and able to see these violations, I promise you that every judge and every lawyer that walks into a court would be in jail right now, because that's how bad it is. I never would have thought it is this bad. I just never would, in a thousand years, never dream. I always thought you'd get justice. Yeah, there's bad judges and there's bad lawyers, but whoever thought it's just out of control. So right. Anyway, with that, if you got questions, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, it starts with education, and this is what one of the things is going. We're going to be going to break shortly. I'm going to save my question for the next segment.
Well, that is the purpose of NLA, is to educate, to inform, and to organize, and to permit for the communications between all the people across America. That's our only purpose.
Yeah. Okay. Listeners, we will be back in just a few moments. If you have questions, you can email me. drlorrainehurley@gmail.com. You can text me. Oftentimes people do, and those regular listeners that have my number, and we'll see if there's any questions to put out there for John.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners. Don't wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the freeze-dry guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The freeze-dry guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX at 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
One of the questions that did come in, John, this is from a regular listener who has listened to programs I've done with the Nitty Gritty Law Library, and you know, Nitty Gritty has successfully 150 times gone into a court, converted it.
We learned from that through Bill Thornton. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, and this is what he's asking: has your organization attempted this, you know, Bill strategy of doing just that, you know, converting it to a court of record through the filing?
Absolutely. Yes, we're very, very careful. Look, it's not about standing in a court. We've come to realize that, and anybody who's arguing standing is in the wrong court. It's all about jurisdiction, and that's the first point in any court. And it must be a court of record, which is a common law process and procedure. Courts of record proceed according to the common law. And so every case we do get involved in, we do make those points very quickly. We open a court of record simply by stating we, you know, whatever your name is, or I, whatever your name is, one of the people of whatever state you're in this court of record, sues, so on and so forth, for, and et cetera, et cetera. And we use all the proper language. You know, it's an action, not a complaint. A complaint goes into equity courts, and a complaint is made where one jurist gets to decide under equity. Whereas the right of the people is to open up a common law court or for any situation, especially criminal. All criminal cases must be common law. And so that's under the court of record, which is a common law procedure. Yeah, we studied very intently through Bill Thornton, and which he studied under the Nitty Gritty Law School, and we've been through this numerous times, and I think we've went beyond him. We've really discovered a lot of new things. But the key thing to any case is jurisdiction. We make sure our jurisdiction is correct, and that's what we challenge every time we walk into a court. We don't ask them what their jurisdiction is. We tell them what their jurisdiction is and what this jurisdiction of this court is. And should they go forward into another court jurisdiction at that point, then now you have a conspiracy, you have a kidnapping charges being taken into foreign courts, and now it becomes a federal issue if you're in a state court or any other court in the United States. Because all those, any time there's a violation against your unalienable rights, it's a federal case. So.
Thank you. And I kind of suspected that you had been, utilizing some of the. I have a question. Recently, we had a guest on that created a document called Babylon Has Fallen and tied the legal name, the name that goes onto your birth certificate, that which ties us into foreign, countries and courts, being basically the linchpin for how they actually get you into any court or any jail or anything at all. And I just didn't know if you were familiar with that work. I would encourage members of your organization, if they're listening, to just check out Babylon Has Fallen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've heard of that. We've heard of that. We haven't necessarily been educated directly in that, but we're very familiar with the fiction that they have created. We treat it very differently than anybody else teaches anyone to do it. I think there's a lot of poison out there and a lot of websites, and people get lost chasing their tails instead of really getting down to the points in the case. And so we've learned to come to from the perspective of everything they're doing on the fiction level. They've sold us off as cattle, the things with the birth certificates, the SSQ funds. I mean, all that stuff is it's fraud. It's fraud on the people. It's fraud on the court. It's fraud, pure fraud. And one of the key things is as long as we give it reality, it's going to plague us. We have to call it for what it is. It's a fraud, and a fraud is a fraud no matter how you come to it, and we're not going to give it any legal precedence or any authority. And so we ignore all that and go straight to the issue at hand, which is all about jurisdiction. Nothing but jurisdiction. And if we're in a common law jurisdiction in the courtroom, then everything's going to go well. But once we're in one of those foreign courts, we have a problem. And then we bring collateral damage against their court. We've learned that very quickly. We don't waste time. The moment they violate us, we add the judge and all the lawyers onto the system, into the defendant's box there, and we get them for conspiracy and a violation of unalienable rights. And each time they do that, it's $25,000 to $50,000 per incident by every individual involved.
Right, and of course it's getting them to pay up. Now, I can see where this is going. In other words, if you do adopt the strategy of losing the name, it doesn't change the system that's taking place around us. I understand the profundity of your work. I really do, and I want listeners to understand the profundity because we've had so many conversations on this program about what we can actually do, what are the solutions, and of course we bring it down to being 100% responsible for educating yourself and taking the appropriate action. Again, if there's no particular issue in your life at the moment, you can seek out someone who is challenging this system, and you can begin to assist them monetarily with, showing up, let's just call it showing up, and making sure that people are put on notice. And you do bring in this issue of jurisdiction, and this is where, the education, we've been deliberately dumbed down, ever since 1913 when we look at the changes that are happening in education. What we have available to us today is we're fighting to keep what is called open access, right, because the governments and various institutions have secreted away a lot of documents and findings and discoveries and so forth, and, they've copyrighted it, they've patented it. So we've got an issue not just at the level of the courts. We've got an issue at the level of information, but they're not able to secret away everything, and we do have what I call our woodwork heroes. These are just everyday people who make a determination to stand down what is happening, and this organization is one of them. And people have, and probably better than anyone, John, people pay dearly. They go to jail. They lose everything.
Mm-hmm.
They'll lose careers. They'll lose homes. They'll lose families. They'll spend time in jail or prison for simply attempting to act, because in many cases they're often doing it alone. and then they bring these things forth. I'll just share with you, Michael Ellis has actually got a major case before District Court of Columbia. He's basically going after the IRS based on a discovery he made with IRS fraud, and he's calling them to expunge the records of everybody that has been accused of, that has been found guilty of a violation of IRS law or whatever, tax law, to expunge the records. And we were laughing about the position that this judge is in, because they're not really not basing it on law. They're basing it on fact and their findings. And so they're just like you. There are a lot of other people out there that are getting individuals to squirm to understand their personal accountability. They're not safe in the herd anymore. They're being singled out, and this is what you have to do to people. You have to make them personally accountable.
Right. What people have to realize is when you walk into a court in America, any court in America, you're walking into a chancery court. A chancery court is a court ruled by the king himself. Basically, it's the extension of the king. It was developed back in, 1500s. I'm not sure exactly when, but back then. And what happened was the king was unable to be in all the places, because everybody was seeking out the king in order to get justice. And if it was a good king, you'd get justice. If it was a bad king, you didn't. But they were seeking out the king to get justice. And what he did is, because he couldn't be in all the courts everywhere, and there was too many court cases, that he developed the Chancery Court. And he appointed these individuals who would reflect his will. But when they came to a situation where it wasn't clear on what the king's will was, they made it right up on the bench. That is exactly what we have in America today. In some states, they actually call them chancellors, and they refer to them as chancery courts. Chancery courts were done away with in 1789 when the Constitution was implemented, and the Constitution is set forth in Article 3, Paragraph 2, where it says clearly that only law and equity is the jurisdiction of the land. And so, and again, a court of equity, you have to understand, a court of equity is still bound by Article 6, Paragraph 2 of the Constitution, which says that that the common law is the law of the land, and it must be abided by every judge. They're bound to obey it. And the only difference is when you go into a court of law, and a court of equity is made mostly for corporations, fictional entities. But an individual can sue another individual and go into that court. And also, if you wanted to get your case to go through quickly, you can go there instead of going through the common law, the law side. But you would expect that you'd have an honest person, a person that was going to hold the law up, the common law, and obey the principles, the laws, and the rules of the courts. And they don't. But if we can get to that point, then you have one jurist, the judge, who gets to decide. Now, that's an appealable court. People can appeal that up two levels, at least within the state. Then they can move it up into the federal. So you might have five shots at it. In a court of record, which is a common law court decided by the jury, it's final. There is no appeal from that court. Whatever the decision of that court is, it's forever. And the United States Supreme Court has said that they cannot overrule a court of law. Once the jury makes a decision, it's over forever. Now, there are extenuating circumstances to that, of course. If someone was to make the allegations that, wait a second, my unalienable rights was violated by that court, and they make their case and they put it before the United States Supreme Court, and if that's true, then the United States Supreme Court has to rehear that part of the case and deal with it, because they cannot permit the people's unalienable rights from being violated. But that's about it. So it's a very good system. It's a powerful system. It's the only system available to man that has any justice to it. And the only way you can protect the system from going rogue is by having the people there and watching. And remember, our political process and our government as a whole will only be as just and as righteous as the courts are. So we have to bring justice back into the courts, which are now filled with injustice. And, if you go into Black's Law Dictionary and look up the meaning of justice, you will find that it is synonymous with virtue. And virtue comes straight from the Bible. It comes from God himself. Whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, and so on. Think on these things. That's virtue. And so we have to be humble, we have to be merciful, but we also have to be just, and we have to look at things in a logical manner and look to seek out justice for the person who has been violated.
Got it. Now, one of the things, we've just got a few moments of our program. We're going to break in a couple moments, but I'm up here on your website. I do see that your financial goal just went from 88 to 89%. Congratulations.
Great.
For getting there.
Great.
But, and there's also listeners just, you know, how to address the FBI, message to law enforcement, restore justice. Now, there's so much good writing on here. But I'm up on a page of the commitment because that's kind of where we started. This is how your organization started, was
right.
in attempting to get the political process restored, you know. To,
right.
And so maybe in the last few moments you can share with us, because you say right here, the above process was expunged decades ago, but we can resurrect the true elected committeemen and save the republic by peaceful means. I don't think most of us, I certainly didn't before talk, understand what a committeeman actually was.
Mm-hmm.
There is. So when we come back from break, we just have a few moments to wrap with
sure.
John. But maybe he can share with us committeemen, because this is part of the work that they've been doing and part of the power, part of it, you know, the sharpness of their teeth. So see you in a couple of moments. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of the powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract and is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair pain-free and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No.
No. And No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Let's watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Just had a few moments to wrap, and I hope I've given John enough time to talk about committeemen, but I do just want to say, listeners, go to the site. They've got a common law handbook. They've got some extraordinary resources. And the committeemen, you know, the political process itself is where they started. They moved into something that they call the magic bullet that is restoring the grand jury to its proper common law. But do you want to give us, you know, just a few bits on the committeemen, please, John? And
yeah, I'll just give a very... very quick rundown on the committee man. Basically, you know, I was at a rally up in Albany, New York, in the spring of 2009, and I heard a speaker. His name was Lenny Roberto, and I called him up after, you know, the next day, because he did give information on himself, and I called him up and I got together with him, and he had an organization called Primary Challenge, and he was talking about the committeemen, and I was very impressed by the power of the committeemen. He only had 2 minutes to speak, and he put quite a bit out there. But in any event, we got involved with him, and we started what was called the New York Committeemen, which is what our site originally was called until it was turned over to nationallibertyalliance.org in order to accommodate both the judicial and the political processes. But what we found out in our research is we went up actually to the up into Albany and researched there's a library up there that has all these documents and everything, the history of New York. And we went up there to discover, you know, when exactly the committeemen had gone astray, because we discovered that they had written in parallel law for the committeemen, and they created a facade. And that facade really collected committeemen who were not elected, who think they're elected but are not elected. It's a fraudulent process. And actually they're governed by two major groups. One's called the Republican Party and the other's the Democratic Party, and it's a top-down structure. It's no different than that of the communist parties. And the committeemen, their job is really to choose statesmen to run for office. Those are the people that make the decision. But the people that are committeemen do not make that decision. They're told what to do, and if they don't obey, they throw them out of the party. And so today we get decision on whether we want to elect this criminal on the right or the other criminal on the left, because that's what you get every single time. Occasionally you get a good person gets through. Most of them do get corrupted within the first 6 months. Some of them hold their footing, like a Ron Paul or someone like that. But let me tell you, it's a mess. And so we went to, this is how we got our teeth into the judicial process. We had to go into the courts to try to make the battle in order for the commissioner of New York, the two major commissioners on the state of New York, one for each party, and then of course there are the commissioners in every county. But those two commissioners set the mode. And it's those two commissioners, that office up there in, which is the Board of Election here in New York, they're the ones that have prevented the elected committeemen from surfacing. And so we've been trying to get the elected committeemen back up and going again. And that's when we started to get our experience in the courts, and that's the first time we went into the courts. Since then, like I said, we kind of pulled together all of the prerequisitional requirements in order to deal with United States versus Williams. When it came to us, we were primed for taking that forward. So.
Yeah, and you did say that you really have been operating under grace, you know, because
oh, absolutely.
What are you doing? And I feel like just having you on the program and several other people that, you know, in our attempts to educate ourselves, to figure out, because we're focused on solutions here, and who we should support, who's out there doing the work that we want to support, right?
Mm-hmm.
And certainly your organization immediately qualifies as one of them. But I do feel like, you know, just like being sent, you know, an invitation, an opportunity to, you know, invite you. To me, that's also grace operating in my life or our life, you know, the people that are responsible for bringing this radio show forward. Because like you, I feel I have a tremendous sense of urgency and very often make the plea that we must each of us begin to, you know, our system right now, that the immense stress we're under, the 1 million things that can go wrong, everything else like this, I believe is intentionally intended to keep us from acting in any empowered way. John, fantastic work. I want to just truly thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here today. You've given us an extraordinary, extraordinary presentation on the work you're doing. Very inspired to know where you're going with this. And again, listeners, you can do something as simple as support the organization. Donate. They have a goal, nationallibertyalliance.org. John, have a beautiful day.
I would like to really thank you for having us on board and just end it with only the people can save America, will you?
That's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Listeners, we're going to be back tomorrow with a little more light. I'll be giving commentary in the first hour. We've got a professional storyteller in the second hour. Stories feed your soul. We've all got a story, and we don't, you know, sometimes it helps to understand our own story, and that's what we'll be talking about tomorrow. Have a beautiful day.
We should.